Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Izzo. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. The only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptation on 93 Sweet FM is, and I'm your host with the most, of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild, and you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, all around the world, and we're gonna do it again. We've got the famous Sweet Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM Izzo.
what you want. It's nothing but the funk. Nothing but the funk. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix. The Lou Lavis Skate Palace episode tonight. We're just going to rock out, man, with some fly skating ring jams to take you back to a place where you had a ball, man. Let's get your roll on, y'all. Here we go.
Makes you hold a body, makes you hold a body.
everybody get up and escape. 93-point tweet FM ism. Welcome to the Lou Lavish Skate Palace, brought to you by the GLouShow.com, West Side Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. Stacy Adams Incorporated. Just go to tweakalike.com, click on the sponsor link, get yourself a 25 to 30% discount on any of your footwear, headwear, underwear, apparel, socks, everything, man. We got you covered. Everything Stacy Adams. Fundiggity.com, located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue. The beautiful hub city of Compton, California, 90222. We're open through Tuesdays through Sundays, 3 to 10 p.m., unless we have a private event. Check the email to book any events you might have in the horizon if you want us to come and grace your party, your club, your picnic, your boat, whatever you want. Just go to fundiggity@gmail.com. The number is 310-404-6849. Tonight's show is dedicated to Mr. Gregory McCall, an avid listener. We want to relive some of your favorite oldies tonight, sir. God bless you and yours. BTP Media, our new sponsor, Player Made Clothing Company, care of Floss the Boss. MagnificentWax.com, been with us from day one. All your car care needs, all you have to do is go to the website or go to select Walmarts, grab you a bottle of that Do-I-Diddy cream, that's what I call it. As soon as you spray it on your car, wipe it off, you're going to be like gleaming and glossing. It's going down. Also, if you want to support the show, just hit the follow button. So all you got to do is going to ask you for an email. Enter your email. You'll be able to get alerts, notifications of new and upcoming celebrity guests. Follow me on all social media platforms or exclusively at tweedcadillac.com. So with that being said, man, let's get our boogie on tonight, man. We're going to roll. Man, we're going to roll out. We're going to roll out tonight, man. Let me see. Let me find a true ultimate skating ring jam for you tonight. 93-point tweet FM ism. We'll be right back. with it. number was great. Time to all escape. Guys had a great summer. Man, we're about to get into the rain, into the snow, into the sleet. Depends on what side of the country you're from. But wherever you at, man, enjoy tonight's episode. Mr. Lou Lavis, man, thank you for opening up your skating rink tonight for us. Man, we finna get our roll on real, real strong like.
Yes, sir. I'm ready, man. I'm ready, man. You know, I brought my skates in. I didn't get the rentals. I brought my special ones in, so... So I'm about to roll, homie. Let's do this.
Did you shine them up? Did you shine them
up?
I
got them up. Man,
little,
good.
The
all
paste
that.
Wax, put it on the tips. You know what I'm saying? Man,
yes,
you got to oil up your wheels every now and then.
Yeah, already.
You got your skate key. You ready to roll?
ready.
Okay,
hey, please.
Well, let's do this. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll check on you later with that. Go ahead, brother.
Let's get our boogie on, y'all. Let me send this one out, man, to Michelle Moore. Been skating for, I think Michelle's about in her late 40s, been skating all of her life, man. Send this shout out to you. I see you listening tonight. 93.2 FM, the Lou Lavish Skate Palace, and here we go. Let's get you rolling.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. Well, I was cooling at the crib with this girl, Suzanne, and everything was going just according to plan when the phone rang. Yo, I couldn't believe it, told myself to ignore it, forget it, leave it. That's when things had started going great, it rang again. I said, hold up, wait. Picked up the phone, yeah, who the hell is this? Somebody said this is serious business. There's a tape in the mailbox between your doors. Take the tape from the box and put it in yours. I listened to the tape and my mouth just dropped. I picked up the phone, but the man hung up and said, yo, this tape will self-destruct. I pressed the deck, but the tape was stuck. Oh well, what the heck, I just cleaned up the mess. Opened up the closet, got the bulletproof vest. Loaded up the sword off, the double barrel, the Rambo knife with the hunting apparel. Threw on the trench, kissed the girl goodbye. She said, special ed, don't go, you might die. Started crying and hugging on me, so I shot her. I said, sorry baby, but I gotta do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Took the express on an Air Force jet. The thoughts in my mind broke me out into sweat. I was thinking of the message again and again, in particular the name of Lu Chin Chen. Yo, I landed in Japan with intent to kill. You could tell I wasn't joking by the look on my grill. Took a look at a picture of the man that I was after, a 5'10" black belt karate master. Knew where to find him, knew where he would be. I turned around and sure enough, Mr. Chen found me. I looked him in the eye with the stare so cold and said, I came to avenge for the rhymes you stole. Now, you must die because that is my mission. He flipped back, got into a fighting position. The tiger style of shit was wild. He threw his hands in the air, he started to smile. I said, you can smile now, but you won't for long. Cause sucker, you'll be sorry that you stole my song. He said, choose your style. I broke fool, I said, what? Pulled out the knife, tried to shove it in his gut. It didn't even cut. I flipped, I started bugging. Pulled out the handgun, I shot a slug in his chest. He said, Buddha blessed and stood proud. Outshot the bullet, Mr. Chen just bowed. So I shot him again. Yo, I couldn't believe Mr. Chen caught the bullet in his two front teeth. Yo, he kicked me on the floor just like I was a child. I got fed up, I fought a flatbush style. Stood to my feet, threw my hands to the sky. Shake him, then I fixed him, then I caught him in the eye. He started stumbling, yo, I started wildin'. He tripped, busted his lips, I started smiling. Knew he was defeated, but I wasn't done yet. So I shot him with the shotty, then I jetted in the jet.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Jetted in the jet.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Jetted in the jet.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Jetted in the jet.
You're on a mission.
You're on a mission, not a small time thing. This is a mission, not a small time thing. This is a mission, not a small time thing.
Function at the junction, and baby, you
watching tonight, y'all. Lou Lavish Skate Palace. Let's roll.
Vaughn Mason, and your bounce rock skating to 93.3 Tweed FM. Spectacular low-rise oldies at their finest.
Skating 93.2 Tweet FM, the Lou Lavish Skate Palace episode. And now, come on, that's the time when you can clown and click-clack, click-clack all around the joint, man. You got to be a real skater to even understand or know anything about that one. If you're a skater, the one right there, boy, you can really you can show out, man. You can show up and show out. So what's going down, Lou Lavish?
Hey, Tweet, I wanted to ask you, speaking of skating, I know you're a true skater since back in the day. You know what I mean? I want to ask you, what was your favorite? And I ask because I know you go back, too, even prior to the skating rink, one's no. So what was your favorite place to skate at in L.A. growing up?
Skadium skating ring on Washington and Arlington. That
see,
was
there
my
you're going,
favorite
go back
one.
On.
Yeah, going Washington and Arlington. Yep, that was the one, man. That was the one. That was the one. Hollywood was okay, but it just was too far to go. It was like certain nights you would go there, you know, and the all-around fun was at Skadium. Man, rest in peace to Bubba, the DJ there. It's just a funny story. I was a youngster, and I used to go there and skate, like, every Sunday and shit, right? Religiously. Well, all of us would go. And Bubba was the DJ. And I was, like, a preteen to be a teenager. And then it finally, like, the old man that owned the skating rink, he passed away, and the skating rink shut down for years, turned into a furniture store. I would say maybe 10, 15 years later, I ran into Bubba and didn't even recognize him. He didn't recognize me. And we started talking, and I was talking about music. He said, I used to be the DJ at this skating rink. It was like, oh, that's you. Oh, man.
Wow.
He turned me on to so many oldies that I had forgot about. And I would always ask him, man, what was that song that you used to play? And what was that song? And, man, he ended up passing away, too. So big shout-out, man, to Bubba, man.
Shout-out to Bubba.
He was the man. Yeah, Bubba was the man. As a matter of fact, I need to play Bubba's song that he turned me on to. I searched for this song for years and years and years prior to running into Bubba. And I could not, I had no idea who it was. But I used to kill him on this one, man. I used to kill him. I got to find it.
Also, while you're finding that, let me put this out there. I got a text from my mother. She said, I know you on Tweed tonight. Y'all got to shout out Earth, Wind, and Fire. She said it's officially Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Were you aware of that?
Oh, no, I was not aware of that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so shout out to Mom.
Right?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, well, Moms, that is a beautiful thing. We love Earth, Wind, and Fire, the elements over here, man. We love them over here. So with that being said, let me throw on a skate ring jam from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's get you roll on Lou Lavish Skate.
Okay.
Skate show, y'all. Check it out. mighty people of the sun, the elements, earth, wind, and fire. Big shout out to moms. Earth, wind, and fire, yep. There, y'all. Big shout out, man. I never would have thought, man, they would get a day. But, man,
yes,
they actually deserve it. They actually deserve
21st
it, 21st
day of September.
Big shout out to Andre Woolfork, the saxophone player from South Central L.A. May he rest in peace to Ralph. May he rest in peace to Maurice White. May he rest in peace. The elements, earth, wind, and fire. Now, G. Lou, you asked my favorite. Shit, by far. By far, none. I don't know if you ever had the privy of seeing Earth, Wind, and Fire concert. It's something that you will never forget. Man. They put on a hell of a show, for real.
Yeah.
Well,
shout out to
you asked me what was my favorite all-time skating ring jam.
Yeah.
You like it? I'm going to play it for you. Want to hear it? Here it go. 93.2 FM. Do laugh.
It's 12 jam.
Deep inside I'm blue. So take
Palace. Smokey killed him with the oldies, man. I remember the floors be packed. It'd be couples. It'd be singles. They was rolling to that one, man. Smokey been the man.
Smokey like
the
greatest. He like the greatest.
Of all, man.
Yeah, Smokey, I can't really argue with that.
Green Eye Bandit before it was EPMD.
Right.
Eric Sermon called himself the Green Eye Bandit. It was Smokey. The girls would go, man, he was light-skinned, and had green eyes. That nigga was the man. And had some perm shit in his ear. He'd had a fly perm. Imagine if Smokey would have the Barry White perm. Oh, he'd have killed
right.
him. That is crazy. 93.2 FM. Last skate party of the summer. Brought to you by Lou Lavish Skate Palace. Let's do it like this.
Why don't you come back to my paradise?
Oh,
Lavish Skate Palace. Just a little FYI. If you was a local rapper, skater, and the OGs is all in the skating rink, and that song come on, you better know what you're doing, because you're going to get clowned. Don't go out there on the rink if you can't skate when that one come on, because you ass will get clowned. For really, though. Man, I'm having so much fun, man. I'm reliving them days, man. And I still get the same feeling that I got when I was out there skating. Man, I would love to get back, man, out there, man. And, you know, it's people that's my age that still go to the skating ring religiously. Feel me?
Yeah.
Man, I can show you videos of some, man, they out there rolling. As you get older, it's really therapeutic and like doing exercise, basically. But
right.
You love the feeling, you love the vibe, you love the music. Man, it just take you back to the glory days. And here go one that if you're a real skater, don't get on the floor, man. If you can't skate when this one come on, 93.3 FM, the last skate party of the summer. And we roll it.
Changing. Ain't it beautiful? Come on.
Tweed FM. Want to send that shout out to this show is dedicated to Mr. Gregory McCall over there working tonight. I know you're working hard, man, for the family. Man, God bless you, man. Shout out to Angel Brown, Cheyenne Brown. I love you, man. That was our song right there. 93.3 FM, G. Lou Lavish. We got about 4 minutes left. What's on your mind, big player? 49ers won tonight. It was a rout, yeah, basically, but, you know.
Shout out to the Niners. Great,
yeah,
show as usual.
The Bay is going crazy.
Yes, sir. Great show as usual, the last skate night of the summer. It's been a great summer, y'all. I had fun at all the skate parties we had. This was the last one, and it was phenomenal. Tweed, you did,
yeah,
your thing,
brother.
It's
about to go to the winter. Man, we got to take it indoors, you know. Man, we got to have the house party episodes. So we all, or we in the backyard over the covered patio parties. The covered patio party, dig it. In the
right
backyard, chilling with the fire pit and shit. It's going down. Man, big shout out again to all the sponsors. MagnificentWax.com, The G. Lou Show, Fun Diggity, BTP Media, Floss the Balls, Player Made Clothing, and Stacy Adams Incorporated. This last one, man, this goes out, man, to all my backward skating people once again. Thank you for coming to the Lou Lavish Skate Palace tonight for the late last skate party of the summer. Let's roll out, man, on Stevie, man.
Yeah,
you're a skater. You better know how to skate when you get on the floor with this one, big baby. And we rolling.
I've been near you, but you never know.